Why just listen to radio when you can do radio? Check out the Voice of Sacramento.
Ground floor.
My dojo is good. My dojo is great. My dojo is taking me on a disco date. We're going clubbing. Clubbing, 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 we're going clubbing. Clubbing in Berlin. My Deutsche is good. My Deutsche is great. My Deutsche is taking me on a disco date. We're going clubbing. Clubbing, clubbing, club, we're going clubbing. Clubbing in Berlin.
Clubbing in Berlin.
96.5 FM, KUBU, The Voice, with Anton Barbeau and Clubbing in Berlin from his 2014 album Antronica. And all the way from 5 feet away, I've got Anton Barbeau himself. Anton, welcome. How are you?
I am fine. Nice to be here, Mike.
Nice to have you back on the show. I am so thrilled that you're making Twirl Radio part of your circuit now when you come back to Sacramento. How long has it been since you've been back to town?
It was just about almost 2 years ago.
So I thought, I think we missed one last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here you are. I've got a first comment. 3 albums in 1 year. You're probably the most prolific person I know. And, you know, do you realize some bands or artists have never done 3 albums in their entire career? How did you pull it off, 3 albums in 2014?
I don't know. I mean, on one hand, I do write a lot of songs, and I've always kind of got a bit of a backlog as well. So there's you know, and I'm working on this, working on that at the same time. But in this case, I think it is a bit unusual because Distortionschlager, my newest record, I'd almost forgotten that I'd even made it.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of, I made it in secret, just kind of messing around at home. And at a certain point, I realized, oh, this is actually a decent little record. And whereas the other two that came out this year, 3 Minute Tease and Antronica, both of those have a few songs on them that were released previously in other versions or by other people or so forth. So, you know, it's not three albums of brand new work. I guess that's important to note.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, you just sent me the link for Distortion Schlager a few days ago. You said it's your secret album, and release date, that's today, right?
Today or tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. I think I got that wrong.
Okay.
It's, you know, that's what I get for, you know, not knowing what I'm doing most of the time.
Well, it's tomorrow already in Berlin, so we'll see how that flies.
Exactly.
So Distortion Schlager, is that all you, or is there a band on it at all?
We're going to call Anton Barbeau and her almost all-girl band. let's see. There's just a handful of people. It was all recorded in Berlin.
Okay.
With the exception of the first track. But everything else was done mostly at home. I've got a friend who's playing sax and clarinet. My wife sings on it. I've got another girl I sing with over there. And some friends from around the corner came and they sang on it. A friend of mine played Mellotron and so forth. So just, you know, bits and pieces, we put it together. So it's me with some friends.
Oh, nice. And we'll hear a little bit of that one later. The album we just heard a song off of right now, Antronica, that's different still from anything you've done in the last few years. That's electronica.
Yeah. I actually started off as a synth player. You know, Gary Newman got me started as a musician.
Wow.
So, you know, I was sort of a Beatles baby, but it was Gary Newman and a lot of the sort of new wave synth stuff that got me going. So in a way, it's not actually shocking to do an electronic record. I think living in Berlin, certainly that's the atmosphere it's inspiring, you know, very electronic. You know, it's more just a question of, oh, it's about time. So
that's what I was thinking. And you have a couple remakes on there that are really good that were on albums that came out in the last few years too. Psychedelic Mind of Moses, Thanks for Lifting My Leg, different feel though.
Yeah. It's just in the case of those songs, it's just fun to remake things. It's kind of an excuse to play with a bunch of synths, which is kind of what I like to do a lot. You know?
That's true. Other musicians on this one, or is this one all you?
On the Antronica?
Yeah.
It's a real mess. I think the guys from Stornoway are on a few cuts. And all kinds of people. I don't even remember. I hope I'm not being rude, but
that's okay.
I can't remember. But the Clubbing in Berlin is also out just now as a single on Beehive Sound Records, and it's pretty exciting. The B side, I wish we had it with us here today, but the B side is a track called Ennui. And it was written days after I wrote Clubbing in Berlin, and I thought, oh, Clubbing in Berlin was so easy, I'll just do that again. And I wrote the song called Ennui, and it was just terrible, terrible. But
worth a listen anyway.
Well, we managed to knock it into shape, so it finally took some good form, and you know. But I wish I'd remembered to bring that one.
Well, so, you know, send it to me. We'll play it on the air in whatever shape it happens to be.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Cool.
And of course, 3 Minute Tease. Now, tell us who the other members of your band are, because this is pretty noteworthy.
Yeah. It's 3 Minute Tease is Andy Metcalf on bass and Morris Windsor on drums, and you know, we know them from their time with Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians and the Soft Boys.
Yes.
So you know, the big heroes of mine. So it's just a real thrill to be doing something with them. It's amazing.
And it seems like there's just a natural groove. They seem easy to work with. I mean, I couldn't think of a person better to be a new frontman for them than you. I mean, there's just a natural fit there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously they, as a rhythm section, have an incredible chemistry. They have an incredible history.
Yes.
And so it's easy to kind of picture walking into a situation with that sound. I know those guys. I know the sound they make so well. But it's true that the three of us have really worked well together. And it's just quite sweet. You know, there was a chemistry early on. And so I think with the second record, it was just easy. We walked into the studio and just started rocking because we already knew how to do that.
Yes. And that's a good point. Now, I remember the first album, there were a few songs on it where the sound reminded me of maybe early 90s Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians, which it probably should remind me of that. I remember you said last time you were here that, you know, you'd finished the first album and you're already chomping at the bit to get the second one going. And it sounds like here we are. It sounds like maybe they needed to slow you up a little bit, say, hey, let's digest this first one first.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really the case. It's good. Andy, in particular, is sort of a good A&R man. He says, well, I'm not sure about this song. I like this one. Let's do this one.
Ah.
And he would just rather have 10 solid songs than me showing up saying, oh, I've written 150 songs. Can we just record everything, man? I wrote a chorus. Let's get to the studio.
I hear you.
So we kind of hold back. And so we'll hope that we can manage a third record. And if so, I thought I'd written it already, and then over the few months I've been sitting on it, I think, oh no, actually some of these songs aren't strong enough. Let's just let those ones go. And so there's a quality control that I have with 3 Minute Tease that's really, really valuable for me. That's for sure.
That is really good. It sounds like out of the three albums that you put out this year, that one was probably the biggest production, probably the longest one to get done.
Yeah, definitely. We were doing it recording it in London at Pat Collier's studio. We would do the basic tracks there, and then I would take the stuff home and work on it in Berlin. I think some of it was even worked on in Sacramento. I must have started a few of the songs before we sort of officially commenced. Anyway, so yeah, that was sort of the most polished production, proper professional and all that. Whereas Antronica, a lot of it, synth stuff, is just easy for me to do at home. And some of those tracks, like you mentioned, Psychedelic Mind of Moses, that's actually a few years old. Some of these things were sitting around for years because I'm always doing synth stuff. So Antronica is more a collection of things, basically, honestly meant to support clubbing in Berlin. People say, oh, that's a single, man. You just need a record to surround it,
Gotcha. And let's remind the listeners, because we want to make sure it gets this. You said there's a video for the song.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's on YouTube. Look up Clubbing in Berlin, Anton Barbeau. It's a really nice video that my friend Julia shot in Berlin with a bunch of friends, including a lot of people who are on Distortionschlager or Antronica. People in the neighborhood. Hey, you want to be in our video? And it's great. I love how it turned out.
I can't wait to see. I'll be looking at it at about 6 o'clock Pacific time tonight. Actually, I might go ahead and just watch it after you guys leave while the music's going. You got a guitar here. Would you like to play us something?
Sure, I'll try. I'm not sure how awake my voice is, or how in tune my guitar is. But oh well. Yeah, sure. I'll just do a quick tune for you.
Awesome.
This is called High Noon. Son of God, record in the charts, a human cannonball, born of virgin blood, your mama paid the price, her back against the wall, and so they shot her into space, said stick this flag into the moon. Sun reflected on its satellite. Has death affected you, your appetite? Son of Dracula, I've seen the script, I know the makeup man. There's rats and bats and stuff inside the crypt, inside the cleanup van. And with a bike right through the heart, oh, to burst a bright red blood balloon. High noon, the sun reflected on its satellite. High noon, has death affected you, your appetite? Don't pretend you don't know what I'm on about. I tell you it's the end, so pull your finger out. High noon, the sun reflected on its satellite. Son of Mom, record in the charts, a human cannonball. Love, there's only love. Your mama paid the price, her back against the wall.
And as they spat into her face, as though she were a brass bit too, the tears that fell were full of grace, and Mary sang this very tune. I knew the sun reflected on its satellite. Has death affected you, your appetite? Each day is longer than the one before. Cockroaches dancing on the kitchen floor.
Anton Barbeau, live version of High Noon. Wow, that is a great song. Has that... Oh, that's right. You are playing the newfound... what do we call this instrument here?
Well, it's like a spring reverb that's built into a mic stand, it looks like. It's quite nice.
And you know, it's got its own pickup right here, too. It's perfect. You got a little squeak there. That, you know, that actually had a nice echo to it. I think we're sounding like a big-time studio now.
Yeah.
That's a great song, High Noon. Does that appear on any album?
No, that's a new one. It's probably my newest song, newest performable song. It's hopefully it'll end up on a 3-minute tease record.
You know, I could hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like an Anton song, but you know what? That's one of those ones that you could scale. It plays really well here, solo acoustic. I could hear it with the 3-piece band too.
Yeah, and I've done it since I've been back in town here. I've done it with my Sacramento band, Kenny. And it sounds great when we've done it. So it's a really nice little song to play. It's very very performable.
Nice. Yeah. Hey, shout out to the Sacramento band. Who's in that band?
Yeah, we've got Steve Randall on guitar.
Yes, great guitarist.
Yeah. Jeff Simmons on bass and Tom Monson on drums. Nobody in the band even knew that they were called Kenny until recently. So. It's a nice name, isn't it?
Yeah. Hopefully they're taking it well. That sounds like a great name. So let's talk about gigs. You are playing a gig tonight here in town.
Yeah, playing at Naked Lounge.
All right.
And I will probably neither be naked nor lounging.
Nice.
I'll be very well dressed and uptight.
There you go. That is a nice intimate little venue, though. It's probably not a whole lot different in size than... at least the main room is probably about the same size as Luna's. Just you have that really nice relationship with the audience. You can see everybody. Everybody can see you.
Yeah. You know, it's a nice relief because, you know, when I'm in Europe, I'm usually playing in stadiums in front of 150,000 people.
Of course you are.
Yeah, so coming back to my roots in the cafes.
Chill here in chill Sacramento. Nice.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we've talked about this already. I had a pretty weird experience the last time I played at this particular place, and I'm curious to go back because it's one of those places I thought I wouldn't play again. But here we are, so why not, you know?
Yeah, you got invited. So who else is on the bill tonight?
Kevin Seconds and Allison. Kevin and Allison Seconds, however we want to swing that, and David Houston.
It doesn't get much more Sacramento than that. That is the classic Sacramento bill.
Exactly.
And you rounded out being back here. I saw you guys all like 15, 16, 17 years ago. And that's, you know, when I think of the Sacramento scene from those days, here we are, the stalwarts right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Any other gigs while you're still in town?
Yeah, doing a Christmas Eve at Luna's with let's see, Kevin and Allison, David Houston, and I think Jonah Matranga. So that's
nice.
Jonah will be the sort of the Christmas spice in the eggnog that night. He'll be the freak in the ointment. So
the freak in the ointment. That'll be a great gig too. For those of you who are outside the area, Luna's is just one of my favorite establishments. And for those of you who are in the Sacramento area, ditto. It's just a nice local homegrown venue.
Yeah.
Art Luna, I can't think of a better proprietor. He loves indie music.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy. Just you know he gets it. Whatever it is, he gets it. And anything kind of goes there. He's very welcoming and you know, but he's got a very charming little edge, I think, as well. So it's great, great there.
Yeah, and it's clear that he cares. That's what I really like.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I've got to ask you, the new album coming out tomorrow, perhaps, Distortion Schlager, one of the coolest album names I've heard in a long time. Mm. I'm almost afraid to ask you that because you might just break the mask of invincibility. You might tell me it means poached eggs or something like that. But where does the title Distortion Schlager come from?
I don't know if this is more disappointing, but what if I say I can't remember or I don't know?
Ooh, the mystique, yes.
Yeah, I like to play around with words and I'll misread things, maybe willfully or something. And I honestly don't remember if it was from something or just the sound of some word. I mean, Schlager is a form of pop music in Germany that it's probably one of the few types of pop music that I can think of that is, it's impossible for it to at some point become hip, probably, no matter how retro or how vintage, how groovy the kids are swinging their horns these days. I don't think there's anything redeeming about most of the Schlager I've heard. I mean, it just sounds, even if you don't know what Schlager is, say the word Schlager and think of pop music and there you go. That's what it sounds like. Gotcha. It's very cheesy stuff. Just with seemingly no redeeming qualities whatsoever. So
and you have the distortion Schlager, and of course that's not Schlager to my ears. Now that I know what Schlager is, that's kind of a moody album. It definitely rocks. It's a little bit moody as well.
Yeah, yeah. I wrote and recorded most of it autumn into winter last year.
Okay.
And that's kind of why I am putting it out now. I wanted it to come out in autumn or winter.
I see.
And so, it definitely has a real mood because of that. I mean, Berlin in autumn, winter, I mean, it gets dark really quick and really hard.
Yeah.
And it gets cold like I had never experienced here as a Sacramento boy.
Right.
And so that atmosphere, I feel it for sure on Distortion Schlager. I know what's went into those songs, and so
very cool. Yeah, I think I got a sense of that myself. I mean, for those who don't know, Sacramento has what I call three seasons. For those of you who live in Four Seasons, we have three seasons. We have spring, summer, and maybe 6 months of what most people would call fall. So as a fall person, I love it, and as a fall person, I kind of feel what you're getting at in that album for sure. And that was kind of your album you were working on as a break, kind of during all the 3 Minute Tease sessions?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was trying to finish 3 Minute Tease, and I was doing that mostly on my own at that point. Mm. I was doing all the mixing and the final overdubs and stuff. I was doing that, we live on the top floor in Berlin, floor in our apartment in Berlin. So very, this sort of sense of real sort of isolation and just trying to get that record, the 3 Minute Tease record done and counting my overdubs and everything and just going a bit nuts, to be honest. Yeah, so trying to get it so right. And so I would just go upstairs every day and just to kind of blow off steam, I'd pick up the guitar or sit down at the piano and just kind of make anything up just to physically be playing music rather than sitting in front of a computer trying to finish an album.
I hear you.
And so it very, very organically came together, and I just recorded it simply and then thought, oh, that's a good little song. I'll go put some drums on it, go down the studio nearby, put some drums on and so forth, get some friends to play on it and blah, blah, blah. And oh, look, it's an album. Very, very organic and very enjoyable. Very enjoyable to make this record.
And it sounds like an Anton album too, which it should. But I mean, with all the different styles you're doing, maybe they don't all sound that way. This sounds like what I know you to sound like.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting for me because there are a few things on there that are maybe a little bit sort of pushing into almost a touch of jazz. You know, there's Minomoso, which has got a little bebop sax, oh, nice, sax section in it, and some sort of piano, a lot of piano on the record, and I played all the bass and the drums. That was really fun for me, but also there's a lot more lead guitar than I just listened to it last night. I'd forgotten about this record, and I put it on. I thought, oh, right. I was doing a bit of rocking on the guitar there. It was weird.
Very nice. Very good. I'm here with Anton Barbeau. We're talking about his brand new album, which comes out this weekend. It's called Distortion Schlager. We're running up against the end of the hour, but can you stay with us for just a few more minutes? We'll talk a little more.
Sure.
Okay. Why don't we end the hour with a song off of Distortion Schlager? What would you like to hear?
Let's. Well, since I'm going on about my lead guitar prowess, let's play track 7. This is My God is a Devilish God.
I love the play on words there, too. Here's Anton Barbeau, Distortion Schlager, My God is a Devilish God, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
My God is a devilish God, a whirling dervish on a 9-point star. My God is a dangerous God, a leap of faith from a burning car, and never ever boring. Why hast thou forsaken?
forsaken me.
You're a fake false prophet, you're a real lost cause.
Why hast thou awakened me?
I was sleeping like a baby in the lion's jaws. My God is an elephant car, in socks and slippers on a car. Can you tell me more? Never-ending story, and never ever going. My crown's a cinnamon king, rusty, dusty, spicy old thing.
KUBULP
Sacramento.
We're making radio the way that we want it to be. The Voice of Sacramento, community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
96.5 FM KUBU and Twirl Radio. My in-studio guest, Anton Barbeau. We're doing sort of an encore or extra innings, whatever you want to call it. Anton's here from Berlin. Are you enjoying your time back in Sacramento?
Yeah, I am. We were chatting before the show, but it's always a little bit weird for me to come back. It's just it's real culture shock, but I am enjoying it. I mean, I have friends here, and you know, I know where to find coffee if I need to. And
yes,
I've got a you know, my dad's house is stocked with all my old musical gear, so I can go, you know, play the drums when I need to and all that. So
that's really great. And I asked you this question. This is such a weird question, but it just occurred to me. I've got a guy who lives in Europe in my studio, so I never get to talk to anybody who lives in Berlin. I mean, what's it like there? How is it different? And more interestingly to me, are there any similarities at all between a place like Berlin and a place like Sacramento?
I definitely would characterize it more by the differences.
Okay.
And it's hard to say because it's actually in some ways very subtle. Having lived there for 3 years. So I come back here and I'm surprised, you know, all my friends have been hearing me complain about this, but I struggle with how chipper everybody is. If you buy a cup of coffee, you know, hey, what can I get you? How you doing? You gotcha. No problem. You know, and he's just going, just want a cup of coffee, man. You know, you got it. You know, it's like, oh, just, okay. Have a great day. You know, and it just kind of freaks me out because I'm not used to that anymore, you know?
Oh, wow.
It feels, I don't mean to be rude, but it feels artificial here sometimes.
Gotcha.
And I don't think it is necessarily, but it's just, I think in Berlin, everything's pretty low key. And if you want a cup of coffee, you just ask for one and you pay for it and you drink it. And it's not like it's your birthday or something every day. I feel like I'm complaining, which I probably am, and that's fine.
It's an event here. It's an event to just make some contact, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know though, because it's a silly, very petty thing to pick up on, but I am always a little shell-shocked when I come back. It's startling for me. People here are the worst drivers. It's so true. It's so bad here, especially in Sacramento. I mean, it's just scary as heck, if we can use that word on the radio.
I think the censors will let that one slip, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so just sort of weird. It's just weird for me. I mean, I'm weird, right? I'm a weird guy, but I, maybe in Berlin, I don't worry about my own weirdness. I can just sort of, everybody's weird or it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want and nobody really cares.
That's funny. Yeah, I can imagine that. You know, going back to your comment about drivers, it's kind of funny because I went to LA recently where I'm from and it's like, I can't drive there. That's really bad.
Yeah.
We may be just as bad here, but there's fewer of us, so we have some space between us. So maybe that's why Sacramento works so well.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, it just scares me so much being on the roads, even as a pedestrian here.
Sure, sort of, yeah.
You know, I'm just... I don't know. But anyway, this is probably not what anybody wants to hear about. You know, me complaining about, you know, coffee service and bad driving. Oh, well, you know, I've suffered, you know, so much, I can assure you.
No, that's funny. I just want to hear the honest differences. That's very, very cool indeed.
I do miss it. I just want to say I miss Berlin. I do. It's, nice. It's good to be back here, but I miss Berlin.
Going back eventually. Do you think you're going to stay there? Think that's going to be home?
It feels like home.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really fortunate, and I know that, because I had a little tour in the UK not long ago, and I ended up spending a little over a week back in Oxford, and I'd lived in Oxford before, and I was at home in Oxford. I felt so good to be back there, and I did a couple of tours in Spain this year, and I thought, oh, wow. I get this, I could live here, you know, and I'm so fortunate to be able to travel like this, and to feel at home in a number of places, but Berlin, certainly, if especially like in summer when the football's on and nobody wants to leave and nobody's booking any gigs and you're just staying in Berlin, you think, oh, all right, it's 3 months solid in Berlin, and you start thinking, yeah, I'll just stay here forever, you know. And
I could see that, and yeah. I suppose people who live in a place with a real winter really appreciate when summer comes around.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, just the tiniest speck of sunshine and everyone runs outside. It's great.
You get to see a whole new slice of human behavior when you're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get to see all slices. I mean, new and old. You know, whatever exists in the world, it's probably happening in Berlin right now, for sale or for free.
Wow. You know? What a fantastic place. So I'm here with Anton Barbeau. We need to take care of a little business. Not that we're doing business, but my listeners are really curious. Where can they find your music and just learn a little bit more about you?
Let's see. I'm so bad at this. Let's see. I know you just go to my website, which is antonbarbeau.com. That's probably an easy starting point. You can get stuff online through 125records.com or CD Baby. And wherever else, you know, Amazon and iTunes and all that stuff. And the new single Clubbing in Berlin is out there on Beehive Sound Records. And so if you look them up and get a copy of that and so forth, there's so many things and so much stuff for sale, and I don't really know how to sell it.
Well, there's the rub, huh?
Yeah, you know.
You're going to have to start playing those 150,000 seat amphitheaters and
arenas
again.
Yeah, again.
I know it gets old, but you must do what you must do.
Yeah, yeah. Me and Ringo, you know.
Yes, yes. And again, let's remind the listeners about your next two gigs in Sacramento, which are the last gigs of 2014, I believe.
Yeah, most likely. I'm playing tonight at Naked Lounge, and then hang on.
That musical instrument.
Yeah. Naked Lounge tonight with Kevin and Allison and David Houston. And then again, we're at Luna's on Christmas Eve, which is coming up really soon, it turns out. I didn't know that.
It's kind of shocking, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. So that's just a few days away, and that'll be the same lineup plus Jonah Matranga.
Wow, what a nice show. And I might go. I don't really have any Christmas Eve plans this year. Some years we do. This sounds like probably the best thing on my agenda. So definitely want to see you while you're in town. Anton Barbeau, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for joining us here on Twirl Radio and for hanging out. It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's always fun. Thank you so much, Mike.
My pleasure. And as we end the segment, what song shall we play of yours?
We'll pick something off of the new 3 Minute Tease record. This is called Drinking Horn.
All right, here we go. Anton Barbeau with 3 Minute Tease and Drinking Horn here on Twirl.
In the beginning was the great big bang, and it was good and all the angels sang. When I arrived to lead the caveman gang, look at me go, oh look at me go. And in the Bible on page 23, a photograph of Eve the snake and me. We're eating apples, drinking mushroom tea. Look at me go, oh look at me go, oh look at me go. Oh, look at me go. Avalon calls me back to the source. Burnt hair and candles, magic of course. Now evolution ain't a dirty word. From the dinosaur we get the bird. And from the second coming comes the third. Look at me go, oh look at me go. My mother died when I was 6 years old. I never had to do what I was told. I was a good kid with a heart of gold. Look at me go, oh look at me go. Oh look at me go, oh look at me go. As the locust fell, and old Dick Cheney finally went to hell. I was the last to leave this earthly shell. Look at me go, oh look at me go. Somehow I ended up in Berlin town. I love the way the city brings me down. I'm just another trendy hipster clown. Look at me go, oh look at me go. 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 Oh look at me go.